Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be the Light Now Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio and IPMNation.com.
Sometimes when I wake up and I'm wondering how my life would have been if I didn't sing, I get a little stressed out every now and then. The problems come and problems go when I'm around him. Blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening, and again I realize the reason why I sing.
We have so much of the best of the best. We're bringing it to you 2 shows, 7 days a week. So what are you waiting for? The lines are open. Give us a call at 347-539-5349. You have the questions, we have the answers, bringing you the best of the psychic paranormal world has to offer. Only available here on Be the Light Now Radio Network. Proudly sponsored by TheMysticStore.biz for all your metaphysical and spiritual shopping needs. That's TheMysticStore.biz. Readings are for entertainment purposes only. They are not, and I repeat, not meant to replace any legal advice, as well as replace any medical advice and or treatments. If you are in need of any legal advice or medical diagnosis, please seek the help of a licensed professional in your area. And now if you're ready, it's showtime. Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. You're listening to Be the Light Now Radio, and I'm your host with the most, the one and only Reverend Michael. Yay, the crowd goes wild. Anyways, hopefully everyone has had themselves a wonderful weekend, wonderful day, staying nice and warm and toasty because it's still cold in so many parts of the country. And then we're getting a little bit of a cool spell here again. It's like we got really cold, then it got hot, and now we're getting back down into below normal temperatures. It's like 68 in my office right now. So, but that's okay. You know, the energies keep me going, keep me active. So, but, you know, it's just one of those things. We have to just get used to the weather. It's kind of crazy, but it's wonderful. And if you've been following my Facebook page, I've been getting into the, you can't really call it juicing, but it's juicing with the NutriBullet blaster or NutriBullet thing, because instead of with typical juicing, you lose all the fiber and everything else, so you just have the liquid. With the NutriBlast, NutriBullet, you have everything. It just pulverizes it and blasts it into microscopic little pieces. So I've been trying all these different things, and I'm beginning to love it more. I'm getting used to it. I started it like yesterday, and today I had one this morning. I had another one this afternoon. I had another one right now. And usually I don't like water, and I don't like flavoring the water because it's nothing but sugar that you're putting in there, which leads me to the point of being, What I've been doing is drinking a lot of Pepsi. And I know it's no good for you. But that's what I've been drinking. And I'm like, four, five, six cans a day. Sometimes even having one in the morning. I'm like, no. I've got my coffee. Then I make my Nutribullet Blast thing. Then when I'm feeling like having something else to drink in the afternoon, instead of grabbing a soda, I'm like, no, let me go grab and make one of these drinks. And so it's like, I'm feeling better already from it. And just the fact of not grabbing sodas, I think I've had one all day today, one or two all day. So just because it's like, oh, it's so good, I just got to have one. So, but, I'm going to start changing more and doing things and adding bee pollen and raw unprocessed honey. When you see it where it says in the store where it says raw honey, most of the time it's processed. But if you go ahead and see where it says raw honey and you got the honeycomb in there, that's the type you should be buying. It's cute to get the little bear that you can just go ahead and squeeze the honey out. But those have been processed. And when they process them, you get all the nutrients out of them. So, and a lot of you have been following me on there, and a lot of you have been posting, and even friends of friends have been posting and saying, oh my God, I'm feeling the urge to do this too. It's like, yes, spirit is bringing us back to reconnecting with nature. It's wanting us to take better care of our bodies, helping us to go ahead and take care of Mother Earth. Lots of wonderful things that are, we're feeling drawn to. And by me posting these things, people are like, oh my God, I'm feeling the same thing, and this is weird. So it's making sense. And, from going ahead and, like I said, reading about it and with the composting and growing vegetables, you actually help out more, not only because you get better quality food if you grow it yourself, but instead of having, 100 square feet of grass to go ahead and mow, which then you're polluting the environment if you have a gas mower, or using up electricity if you have the electric mower. But you're not really purifying the air. But if you take that same square footage that you had the grass in there, if you can do it, and you grow vegetables, you're going ahead and removing so much carbon out of the air. It's probably, maybe your whole year's supply of what you go ahead and put into there by growing your own vegetables at home, because it's going to absorb the carbon out of the air, put stuff into the soil, and then when you go ahead and compost and everything else, it's a win-win all the way around. So you're going to start seeing more of my posts, more of my rants, more of my things where it's like, this is what spirit is pulling us to do. This is why we're all feeling that. And then you're going to be like, oh, I got that aha moment. So I've been getting those a lot lately. So but lots of exchanges coming in store for the center. I don't want to say too much right now because, I've got a phenomenal, wonderful guest on, and I want to see what she's picking up too. Every once in a while, I'll call her up or she'll call me up, and we just chit-chat away, and it's kind of wonderful. But I haven't talked to her in a while because she's been extremely busy. And because we only have a very short show. So if you want to, I will take your questions from the chat room. If I'm looking at the chat room and you weren't able to go ahead and get on, post your message there. Don't bombard me and say, Michael, 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 because then I'll ignore you. You have to learn patience. And that's the one thing I'm going to keep telling people. When you see posts or whatever, or if you're like, oh, I'm real thankful for this and I'm really thankful for that, for what God has given me. But then you put on there, no more tests, no more troubles. Then you're not being grateful for what you've been through already. And what's going to happen is the universe is going to be like, you're not really that grateful for it yet. So we're going to keep on testing you, keep on putting you through these issues. Once you go ahead and say, I'm truly grateful for everything that's brought to me, and I'm truly grateful for everything that's coming my way, even those challenges and those tests that I'm going to have to face, I'm grateful for those. Then you're going to start seeing less and less of those, and so many wonderful opportunities are going to open up in your lives. Because like I said, when you say, I don't want no more tests, then it means that you're not really being grateful. Because you're being grateful, you accept what you have. It's just like going ahead and telling somebody, well, thank you for the wonderful Christmas present, but I really don't like this. Be grateful for what you have. It's the thought that counts. So anyways, we have our phenomenal show. Give us a call at 347-539-5349, and hopefully we'll be able to go ahead and get you in here and everything else. So I don't know, but they're talking right now. But we have our phenomenal show. It's always wonderful. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, so they're chit-chatting a little bit. Yes, Tori Ala is the one that we have. You've seen her on America's Psychic Challenge. You've seen her all over the place. You may have even taken a cruise with her to Spain or other parts of the world where she's been on it, because she is a feng shui expert, a wonderful psychic medium. And like I said, she was on America's Psychic Challenge with Michelle White Dove and all those other phenomenal phenomenal people as well. And I love having her on here. It's just hard to go ahead and get her on here at times. And I'm going to have to let her know about some of the little feng shui, little tips that I've received and all, and that have worked out phenomenal, because I told you what happened. At the center, I was told to move the fish tank from one area to another. It took me 2 hours to move it. But I managed to go ahead and get it moved. And then 5 minutes after I plugged it in, I got a phone call. Oh, you're there? I'm like, yeah. Like, I got to make a donation. So they came in and made a nice donation to the center. And then that night, we had a lot of new people come in, and they made wonderful donations to the center. And we've had classes since then, and we've had a service today, and it's like, ooh, I got to go to the bank and make those deposits. So when you hear about little things about feng shui, it's about clearing your energies. I'm going to talk with Tori about that. Colors play a part in that. A whole bunch of different things go along with feng shui, and it's about the qi and getting the energy flowing. The same thing when you're out in your garden and doing stuff in your yard and all. You know, certain places that you should go ahead and put your plants and all, and that you should go ahead and put like a water fountain or your bird bath. Things like that will go ahead and help change what's going on in your life. It will help bring employment to you. It will help bring money to you. It can help bring a relationship to you. For me, I've got herbs growing near the front door, so that's where whenever you walk in, you brush up against them and you get that nice fragrance of the essential oils from the herbs. That has a lot of things to do with bringing in money, bringing in prosperity and love into your house. Lots of great things. And that's why, like I said, you're feeling the urge from nature to go ahead and be part of it. And you're wondering, it's like, okay, why am I feeling this? Especially if you're like, I've never had a green thumb, but I want to grow things. And that's why spirit is dragging you in. Spirit's like, okay, we got to go ahead and do this. And it's not only for you, it's also for spirit. It's going to help open up your abilities more. It's going to help you reconnect with spirit. You're going to, you know, see psychic phenomena like crazy. Well, you know, it's going to improve a lot more. Just make sure that if you're in California or especially in Colorado, that you're not partaking in another one of God's beautiful plants and not partaking too much in a little recreational use there. You know, and if you do, because it's an herb, it's from God, nature's created it. It's there. It has some different wonderful properties, but even when you're using even regular medications or anything else that enhances your mood, even if you're drinking alcohol, having a drink, always ground, shield, and protect yourself. And I've learned, I have to say within the past year, when you hear of someone saying, oh, you don't have to ground and shield yourself, there's no reason for that. You know, your angels and guides are all, you know, and everything else. They're not going to let the negative entities come after you. Really, if it's a lesson you need to learn, yes, they will. They'll be like, you know, because your guides and spirits and everything else that are around you, protecting you, however you want to call them, cannot interfere in your free will. So if you're not going to go ahead and take responsibility and ground and protect yourself and partake in, you know, drinking alcohol, mood-enhancing medications, you know, even recreational use of certain herbals, then you're only asking for trouble, because these entities in it there are going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go in here, I'm going to create a little havoc, especially if your abilities are starting to open up. You're going to notice, you know, you'll see people where all of a sudden it's like, Okay, they're a wonderful teacher, and but what's going on with them? It's like they've lost their mind. And that's when it's like, ow. You know, I mean, you see, you know, everyone knows psychics, they know mediums, and they've seen them around and everything else. But when you go ahead, and if you know about one of them personally, and you've seen where all of a sudden their personality has changed from one to the other, and I guarantee you, 99% of the time, if you talk to them and say, do you ground and protect and shield yourself? They'll be like, no, there's no reason for it. Then know that they're being harassed and bombarded by negative entities, negative energies and all, and it's just, you know, going ahead and creating havoc in their lives. And if they're a teacher of yours, run. That's all I have to say is just run, because you're going to be a lot better off, because, you know, everywhere you look at, everyone tells you ground, shield, protect. It's for your own good. It helps you out. It's going to keep those negatives away, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to stop you from advancing spiritually, from being able to see the light and to also be the light. You know, that's what they're trying to go ahead and do. And that's part of your lessons that you're learning. You have to go ahead and learn to control not being manipulated by these energies that are going to try to go ahead and keep you in the darkness. And that's what we have to go ahead and do, is to keep you shining in the light. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to bring on the very wonderfully gifted and beautiful Miss Toriala. Welcome back, my dear.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you for inviting me back. I'm so excited to share with your listeners some of the characteristics of the horse year. And also, if anyone wants to call in, they're free to call in with questions. And I have all my guides lined up, ready to answer and assist me this evening with you. And I'm just excited to be on your show. It's such a privilege.
Oh, thank you. I know it's been a while since I've been able to get you on here. You've been so
Well,
busy.
you know, I've just been so busy, as you know. This coming year, I've got a production company that's going to be filming me in a couple of weeks. So we're going to cut out some episodes and, you know, about myself and how I work so people can actually view it. And it's going to be a very exciting time. That's going to be starting on January 25th. February 1st, I'll be at the Embassy Suites in Brea here where I live, and I'll be doing a prediction for the horse year. And anybody wants to ask me questions for 2.5 hours, I'll be giving predictions. And that's going to be something that I do every year, and that's going to start February 1st. I'm excited about that. So the, and I don't know. There's always something coming up for me. I just never know from month to month. I just keep myself open. You know how I work, Michael. Well, last year I was traveling quite a bit last year, so.
I know you had
But
what, a
this,
cruise to what, Spain and a few other places?
well, I went last year. last year, what did I do? Oh, last year, I know I did an Egypt trip, and I think in 1 year I did Spain twice. You know, and I was just real excited. But last year, I think I really did a lot of. I went to New York, Chicago. You know, with my fiance at that time, and we traveled quite a bit. Texas, I think we did a little thing. We passed by Texas, stayed in Colorado. I learned how to ride horses. I learned how to square dance. I did a lot of different things last year. This year, I'm still going to be doing a lot of things. I'm hoping to do a cruise this year, and I'm hoping I'm going to go to Australia. I'm putting that out in the universe, Australia or China. And the Asiatic side of the world. I'm going to try and put that out in the universe.
Well,
So,
that'll be good.
yeah, I'm just excited over the filming that's coming up that they're producing of me, and I think that'll be really exciting. So people can actually see visually how I work. And every day, you know, Michael, every day is just so different from one day to another because I do corporate work. I do homes, then I travel, I do readings. So it's very exciting time. And the horse year, Michael, I'm very excited that it's coming up January 31st officially. And that whole energy is really going to be a change from the snake year. So we're actually coming out of the snake year now, going into the horse year. The energy is going to be changed, and people are going to be more energized this year. Isn't that exciting?
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. Because guess what happens, Michael? When you're coming out of the snake year, people are shedding their skin, which means they're shedding the old ideas. And sometimes, unfortunately, if you have a relationship that's up and down, that's going to be, you have to make a decision in a few weeks on whether you're going to stay or go or what you're going to do with this. But if it doesn't work out, it's removing the old, bringing in the new energy. So I'm sure this year I'm going to have a lot of love relationship questions. So I have to gear up for that. That's very exciting.
You know, I thought of you the other day, too.
You did.
I know you're phenomenal when you do feng shui.
Oh, Thank you.
And somebody had been telling me that I needed to, because we moved into, I haven't talked to you in a while. We moved to center into a bigger location. And these people who were there before us left like a 60-gallon aquarium.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we put it in one area, and somebody says, no, you need to put it there in this corner where it was the wealth and finance section.
You can do it there. You can also do it in the very beginning when you first enter. You can put the water element there, too, so that your career can flow, too. So you have a choice whether you want it in the career section when you first enter, the chapel or the place that you're having this wonderful unification site, put it right there by the entryway for your career building and flowing and pop it up with some gold, things around it to pop it really up. And you could do it that way, Michael. And then the secondary, that's true, put it back in the wealth, abundance, and prosperity corner.
Well, that's what I did. It took me 2 hours.
Oh, that's great.
I had to drain half of it, and I was like, no, I got to do this today. And I went ahead and I dragged it across because we have the tile floor. So I was able to go ahead and slide it across there. But it took me like 2 hours to do this, taking breaks doing it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Got it all set back up, plugged the pump in, got it all ready, and got a phone call like about 10 minutes later. And,
yes.
You're there. I said, yes. She goes, oh, good. I'm on my way there. I need to come and make a donation to you.
Oh, see, that's wonderful.
So I'm like, wow, this really worked out. And I thought about you. I said, I've got to let Tari know about this.
Yes. You know, feng shui has been around thousands and thousands of years. And it's just a wonderful way that the Chinese has figured out 9 sections of your life that has to flow quite in the up and down movement, which is balancing, the yin-yang movement. And if it doesn't flow that way, has an even flow to it, there is a situation where it becomes problematic. So when people hire me to come out and do feng shui, sometimes they have to wait a week or 2 weeks or something, but they send me the floor plan, Michael. When I lay out the groundwork and I see where everything is set up, I already know what the challenging situations I'm going to face before I even come out on premise. Just because of the fact the way some elements I situated in their environment, in the residence or the corporate building, I actually know what challenges they're having to continue to work against. And what my job is to remove that block that they're moving and working so hard and not making any edgeway and get that flow going. So you have the flow now of the water in your abundance. And I would like for you to possibly get a picture of something, for example, like a geyser or a shooting star or something that goes upwards. So you got the water element, which is wonderful there. Now we got to put that energizing picture there. So if you want to look at several pictures that inspire you, and you can Google, there's a lot of wonderful pictures on Google to give you some kind of inspiration on wealth, prosperity, being energized. If you want to send me some pictures, I'll be glad to look at them, and also the picture of that aquarium and that whole room so I can work through and give you a little feng shui tip. But you already got the movement started, and And that's wonderful because the horse year is the horses coming out of the corral, which you're starting that flow already, and now you have to move that movement that's the horses are galloping out. You have to move that movement to a little focus. So the major energy this year is that the energizing of the horse coming out of the corral, but it needs to be directed, which is what exactly that you're doing. You're directing it to abundance and prosperity and good fortune. That's
well,
wonderful.
Good, it's definitely working out. And other things, too, like you were saying about the horse coming out of the corral, because I got a
mm-hmm.
call today, yesterday, from one of our other ministers, and she's involved with the local group of MUFON, and they've heard about the center, and they've heard about the paranormal activity that we have there, and one of them is a paranormal investigator who travels all over the world investigating. He's also one of the few lay people who can do exorcisms. And he has a local TV show that he does early in the mornings. And he's wanting to go ahead and come to the center and interview me, as well as doing some investigations over there.
That's wonderful, Michael. You'll have to tell me when that airs or when we
yes.
can listen to that. That'll be absolutely wonderful to watch.
Yeah,
because...
so I've got to talk with him hopefully soon and... because, you know, I just found out about it yesterday, and I said, yeah, I said, I'm all for it. I said, that's what the center's there for. You know, if somebody wants to investigate, let them, because we've had some really strong activity.
Michael, can I say something? There's
sure.
something occurring, the energy that I feel as I'm looking at your center. I've never seen your center, of course. I've never even seen a floor plan or anything. But as I'm going into your center, to the far right back, there's an energy field that somehow has some kind of paranormal activity. So as you could, you know, visualize me going into your center,
yep.
going all the way far back to the right, and I feel that there's an energy situation there that
oh, yeah.
you're having some kind of challenges right there.
Yeah, that's
okay?
The area where they actually I'd put some shelves up in the back, and I have like 25-pound anchors because it's the drywall.
Yes.
And we did messages from spirit, and I'd put some paperwork up there and a couple of small things up on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm telling you is because it goes ahead with the activity that's going on there.
Right.
This woman was doing a reading after the service, and it was an hour and a half later after I'd put the papers in all there. All of a sudden, we heard crash in the back. That shelf
yes.
was pulled out of the wall.
Yes. Yes. So the spirit is telling me that's where you're having that's not the whole total problem in there, because I feel that spirit does move around quite
yep.
a bit in your resident, you know, in that area. So you eventually, well, the paranormal guy will sort that out for you and make some recommendation. But, you know, when they do some ghost busting, I'd like to come out and check that out, too, if you don't mind. That'd be awesome.
Oh, I'd love to have you over anytime.
Yeah, I'd like to come out and see what they're doing, and I don't want to make any suggestions, but you know me, I can't. You have to just tape my mouth shut sometimes.
Oh, honey, I've talked to you before, and you know you've given me ideas when we're at the other center
yes.
at the other location. You know, so I mean, I value your opinion. That's why I love having you on here. When Arlene says we're having Tori back, I'm like, yay! Finally, we got Tori coming back, because it's been a while since I've talked to you on the phone.
Yes, I mean, I can see because they show me, the spirits here show me some of the situations, because I do a lot of phone reads and I do a lot of out-of-the-country reads for people. And they always ask me, do we really need to come over there in person? And I said, well, you can fly out here, but I could save you a lot of money and we could just do it over the phone. And I don't feel it's that much difference, but of course there's a lot of people really want to see who they're talking to, you know, and things of that sort. And I respect that, but they just have to pay more money and then pay for an in-person reading. But I enjoy, you know, sorting out the problems that they have and trying to figure it out. And, of course, my guides are terrific. I have to tell you, I have a new set of guides since October 5th, my birthday, and now I have a total of 46 working for me.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
I know, I had like half of that before, and I thought that was overwhelming. But now there's like over 40 of them now. So they're quite, it's quite exciting time for me. So the reads are just, pardon me?
Yeah, I think the one time that we had talked, the last time, it's been a while, all of a sudden you said your guides left and a whole bunch of new ones were coming in.
Yeah. And I had a whole new ones last year. Michael, you have a good memory. But now these new guides, another team, now is coexisting with my old team. See, before the old team would leave and new team would come in, and I'd be like trying to get used to the new team. But this time, this past October of last year, 2013, I had a little over 20 new guides come in, and they were able to coexist with my old guides. So now I have a total of 46. So that's kind of awesome for me.
Cool.
But it makes it challenging trying to listen to, okay, who am I supposed to, who's the main person today? You know, it just makes a little challenge. They're able to now organize themselves. So when I have a situation like what you're talking about, they start showing me the whole situation, which is kind of awesome. And they kind of guide me through, you know, the project and show me, okay, this is the hot spot. Or they kind of map it out, and I'm just sitting here, and they're showing me the direction. It's really awesome. I wish a lot of people could see what I'm seeing, because that would really help with the situation. So they feel more comfortable.
Yeah,
the guides,
and, you know, I have to. You have to also give you the confirmation too, because we have a group that meets every week. It's Circle, and it used to be called Dark Room, but now it's Spiritual Medium Circle, and they've been doing this now for a year. And that one corner in the center is where they see lights going on. They hear noises back there.
Yeah.
Things moving around back there. We've had, during one of our psychic fairs, had an empty bottle of water and a plastic cup go flying across the room into that direction.
Yes.
So it's definitely all in one area.
Yeah, that spirit really needs a lot of attention, a lot of TLC back there. I'm not sure what the paranormal investigator will come up with, but I'd be interested to listen to what he finds and that whole group finds, because that would be quite interesting. Because a lot of times I've gone into homes and corporations and listened to what they've experienced, and then I go in, and of course they realize who I am, the spirit world does, the entity does, and all of a sudden they start morphing and changing things around. So, you know, that makes it a little challenging, but it's kind of fun too for me, because it makes me stronger to realize that there's all kinds of situations. They're just like, Michael, you and I that crossed over, and unfortunately we'll be happy once we cross over, because we'll be so blessed our work will be done. But a lot of times these spirits are not rested. And so in some cases, I really have to talk to them and find out what is the root of their problem. That, you know, is there a condition that we need to do here in the physical world to make that transition for them? Or a lot of times they just have to have somebody be aware of what had happened to their lives. You know, they just want to be heard. And a lot of times they'll do a lot of banging, a lot of noises, and really it's just a soul that really did not have a chance to make their whatever that their issues were known. And once it's known, they're like, you know, okay, that was all done. I'm happy now I spoke to someone, you see. And then they can transition. So there's all kinds of different issues that happens, and it takes a professional. I have to tell your audience, it does take a professional to come in there and talk to the spirit to make sense with it. You don't want just anybody talking to the spirit, you see. So you must be careful, of course, and you're familiar with that, Michael, and your group is too. So you have to walk with a lot of awareness, you know, and a lot of guidance, of course. So it makes it kind of challenging. I take people with me sometimes if they're brave enough to, and they want to come with me. And a lot of times they, you know, people will see something totally different. They'll see something totally different. And I said, you know, like we had one situation just about a month ago that I was in a home, and, you know, I opened up the master bedroom closet, and supposedly a little boy would show up in spirit to others in the residence, and I did not see a little boy. I saw a teenage boy, you know, and so that made it quite confusing to the people that lived there because they thought it was an endearing little toddler spirit. And he got so upset that I, you know, that I found out that I, you know, that I, actually, you know, gave them the information that way, that he was so upset. He was jumping up and down on the master bedroom bed later on that night. So then the owners there knew that it wasn't a little boy. It was an actual teen, because, you know, the jumping up and down. I know I'm going to freak people out that's listening, but this is some of the incidences that happen. So because, of course, they're seeing one thing and I'm seeing something totally different. But when the disguise is over, the truth is out, you know, that happens. So we're in the process of slowly moving this young man out of the physical world and on to the spirit world where he belongs. So we're, you know, we're working on that.
Cool. That's always good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
so what else do you see for me with the center?
Are you still doing the purple thing? Are you still doing the
not as much as we did, but yeah, we have some in there.
Okay. Are you wearing purple? Do you have a scarf? Purple? Do you have a scarf that's purple?
Yes.
Okay. The spirit world says that's a thumbs up. And, you know, I think red is also the color this year to move that energy of the horse in the right direction, energize that, because now we're coming out of the snake year, moving into the horse, and you want that to come, the horse is coming out of the slumber of the snake and moving upwards, so, you know, and forward, and so they would probably want some kind of red in there. So, I'm getting that I want to see red as you go all the way back. I really need to have a floor plan when you eventually get down to it. Michael, send me a floor plan. So we need your fame and your notoriety popped up with red. And that's going to be the center portion of the far back wall area. So, you know, I want to see red. If you can pop red, something red back there, that would be so cool. And that will get your information about your center out and your fame and reputation out. So I want to see
I've
that.
We're in an odd type of shape. I had to actually go outside because our back area is at an angle. So one wall is longer than the other. So I had to go, and I went outside, and I buried a clear quartz crystal to go ahead and finish off the point we were missing.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, and you can also do chimes in the outside corner of that point. So if the roof line, if there's a corner or window area right there, I would put outdoor chime to not only get, you got the quartz there at the edge of that boundary, but the chimes to get the energy moving there. You see, the chime will bring in that energy moving too. The quartz point is completing the area that's missing, but the chime will also energize that so that appears that it's occupied. So we want that to have the energy of not only an empty space, but that there's an energy moving in that space. And whatever attachment is there, we want that to be part of your positive energy from that center that continues to flow outside as well as inside. You're not missing anything. You see, that's a good idea. That's perfect, actually. That's what, you know, we want when we're missing an area. You want to pull that in so that you have a completion, you see, and you're not depleted. You're complete.
Good.
And I channel one, Michael.
So what direction do I need to focus the energies at?
Because
you're saying with the horse here coming up, you got to, it's going out full gear.
Well, first of all, to actually, honestly, to try and really do the good feng shui, you need to make peace with the entity that's not happy in there. Because sometimes whatever that you're doing will be depleted because that the spirit is not at peace. So we want to make peace with the spirit. When are you going to have that paranormal investigator over?
I'm not sure. I've got to talk to him this week.
Okay, let's try and do it and get it going as soon as possible. January 31st is the start of the horse year, and you want to get that kind of completed in, you know, as much within the next month or two. I would want to see that, because everything that you would be doing now to enhance your place will always be kind of disrupted somehow. You see what I'm saying?
Okay,
and you need to continue having that prayer group there. That's really good. That's really grounding your center. They're really doing a great job grounding it. That's wonderful. Everybody should have one of those prayer groups in their residence.
Yeah, we're going to actually start another one for people to go ahead and learn how to, because when she does a guided meditation and we turn off all the lights and we've got it to where there's no light coming through the door or anything, so it's totally pitch black.
Uh-huh.
And does a guided meditation so people can see their guides, and we've got trumpets in there with the glow-in-the-dark bands, and the trumpets have actually levitated, and
there's
lots of different activity in there. So they're actually going to start another one for a lot of people who are interested, but she's like, you know, telling people, it's like, well, if my guides say you can be in that class, then you can be. And when she's talking to some people, she's like, nope, she's I'm sorry, can't.
Yeah, you know, and what she's doing is actually selecting people with the vibration level that's that she can work with, and you know, it's not to say that somebody's on a lower vibration level, but you know, it's kind of like, do you want somebody in there when you're teaching algebra and they're not understanding basic math? So you really want to get the level of people there that's kind of even as much as possible. And there's also, you know, she can also in the future, you know, teach that to somebody that's really new, that has never been with a guided meditation before, you see. So I think that's wise for her to do that, because that way that group can really move fast. And you know, there's all kinds of level of meditation. Now, what I do with my class, because I have, you know, people that drop in to my class, I do the Om prayer. And that helps us speed up the process of getting their vibration up to a level that, you know, everyone can work with. And you just say Om, you know, you sit down and some people cross their legs, others do, you know, whatever. But you just really relax and you say Om three times. You ring a bell. And then they get that Om. Everybody says it raises, Michael, that vibration up. And that helps them. And then maybe then in the future they can join your group, you see, when they've never done guided meditation. It kind of enhances their chakras and cleans it up so that they can, you know, be okay with the guided meditation. It won't scare them, whatever appears. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's
a
little share on it.
Yeah, that's one thing that we're going to be doing is making sure that they know how to ground and protect and shield themselves and how to go ahead and do meditation. So she's thinking of incorporating for quite a few weeks, she said, of teaching them the basics. And then when she feels that everyone's ready, then bringing them into the guided meditation slowly.
That's wise, because a lot of times when people think they're ready and they're not quite there and they get shocked into a guided meditation you know, then their guides appear to them, which they have an idea that they should look like Ken and Barbie, and sometimes they don't look like Ken and Barbie, and they totally won't come back because they think something's wrong. They have to, you're right, she's absolutely right, you have to be prepared, you see, prepared for that whole transition, that whole journey. And not be too shocked. It's nothing shocking, but I think if somebody has never done it before or has not been grounded enough, you know, you don't really want to risk that. You want that to be a pleasant, positive journey, and you want that a wonderful experience that they'll continue to do on their own if they want and be connected. And it is beautiful. You know, I know a lot of people out there have no idea how to connect with their guidance, how to connect with their angels, their loved ones. And to me, you know, my world has been so enhanced because of the fact that I'm able to do that. So I feel very, very blessed and quite privileged to be able to have this wonderful gift that, you know, I've been given, so that my life is such a different dimension because of that. You know, it's quite lovely when you connect those that have crossed over with those that are living here and send messages to them and give them messages. Kind of a wonderful experience. I mean, I'm just the go-between between the two worlds, but when you see the look on people that are here when they confirm and they get messages and they've forgotten things that their loved ones had done with them before because they crossed over so long ago, it's quite a wonderful experience to see that. And I get to see that weekly. So it's quite a privilege to see that when, you know, they get shocked and they come in. And I said, you can ask, what do you want to ask your dad? They're like, what? And I said, your dad's here. What do you want to ask him? And she's like, well, I didn't think I was going to talk to him. And I said, what did you think when you're going to see a medium? And she goes, well, I didn't know. You know, it's kind of, it's really a nice experience. I said, well, you know, give it a few seconds to think about it. What do you think your mom would want to ask your father? And then, of course, it's a whole different thing because, you know, mom talks to dad every day. So that's kind of nice, you know, to hear that. It's a wonderful experience to see the look on people's faces that they can actually ask a question and get an answer. So,
well, how can everyone reach you for a private one-on-one reading?
Pardon me? Oh, you can go onto my website. It's www.torialla.com, and all my information is on there. You can call me at 714-280-8025 and book an appointment for an in-person reading or a phone reading. And it's kind of nice because I've just been blessed where I'm able to lower my prices since October 5th because my new guides popped in, and they do a lot more work because I have that additional 23 some odd people now that help me. And so because of that, I decided to cut my fees in half. It's less than half now. So I was charging $240 for 40 minutes in person with me. Now it's $65 for 30 minutes in person and $55 for 30 minutes over the phone. So people were just, it was just amazing. And, you know, they put me on Yelp, and all the kids are using Yelp. It's just a wonderful tool. And so I've just been really blessed with a lot of work now.
Okay.
You know, and there's going to be more work because it's going to be out there and TV land. So I don't know what is going to happen next. But, you know, I just go with the flow, try to help as many people as I can, trying to pass on the word, as you do, Michael, in your beautiful center over there, and your mission to help more people get connected. That's wonderful. We need more people like you to keep the radio going, to connect people like myself in the West Coast with helping people on the East Coast. And everybody out there that's listening, if you want to donate to Be the Light Chapel, Michael is right there. Arlene, you can email them and get on their website, get all the information. And it's a wonderful institution that they have there, and they welcome everyone. So I want everybody out there, West Coast and East Coast, to listen up and send in your donation. So
oh, we
thank
appreciate
you, Michael.
That, my dear. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us all tonight. And do you want to grab a couple of calls?
Yes, and I have to tell everybody, you're the only radio show that I do consistently at the very beginning of the year. I do your show all the time. So I want everybody to listen to that because they know I don't do a lot of radio. So I'm very selective. So Michael's one of the first ones I always do.
I know you've got a few people who are jealous because, you know, they're like, well, how did you get Tori? It's like, I managed. I don't know. Spirit led her to it. It took me a while.
It did, but I'm so blessed to be a part of your show, really. And I always do the New Year's with you.
Yep.
So that's a given. I only do you for the New Year's. Okay, Michael, we could take some calls if you have some people out there.
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and We'll go to Washington State with Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Reverend Michael. How are you?
Doing great there. What's
Can
your birthday?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My birthday is January 7th, 1947.
Okay, Andrea, this is Tori Law. How are you?
Hi, Tori. I'm really good. I'm very excited to speak with you. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, too. Thank you for calling in, and I want to thank Michael, too, for allowing us to talk. And now,
great.
Yes, say something about you, Andrea. What would you like to know, first of all? What would you like to know?
Oh, I'd love some guidance for this year. I'd like to know if there are any ancestors of mine waiting to speak with me. I'd like to know names of my guides. And I have a very wonderful, lovely life that I appreciate so much. And I just want to know what the next step is. In fact,
okay.
I actually had a whisper of a guide just a couple of days ago and came by and gently whispered, I think she was saying, so, and as soon as she said, so, in the gentlest, quietest whisper, my heart chakra opened. So
okay, let me tell you this, Andrea. When you're talking,
yeah.
I had a guide name that came out. His name is Theo. So I don't know if you heard that wrong, but his name is Theo, T-H-E-O, Theo.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So he whispered in my ear. So I don't know. I don't mean to write what you got, but he whispered in my ear, Theo. And Theo's telling me how great of a friend that you are. You're a very good friend. I mean, whoever is kinship friendship to you is very blessed because you're a giving soul and you're a very loyal person. Correct? Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me tell you this.
I work hospice.
You know,
I work hospice.
Oh, okay. See, that tells me a lot.
Yeah.
People around you are very blessed because you're like, can I say this, Andrea? You're like a little workaholic, correct?
No, I'm not. I'm lazy.
What, when you're at work, I'm not talking at home. I'm not talking at home. When you get to work, you're nonstop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You are nonstop.
Yes.
I'm not talking, you know, because my life at home is different when I'm going out and I'm ghost busting. It's totally two different things.
Yeah,
and so at home, your home is a place of refuge for you. So you rest, you energize your spirit, you light your candle, you do meditation, you try to get with your guidance. Now, Spirit's telling me that you have had experience doing this hospice with people that you have helped, and they want to say thank you for helping those souls cross over because they were very, very frightened, and you know, until you showed up and you helped do the transition.
Okay. I'm
you know,
very
and,
devoted.
Uh-huh. Yes, and I see you, you're reading things to them. I don't know if it's poetry or stories, but you're reading to your patients, correct? Are you reading something?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, Andrea. They're telling me everything about you, so. And with those reading, I don't know if you're reading psalms or inspirational stories, but you're reading stuff for them to keep their mind off of their situation and for them to focus on what's ahead and making peace. And I see you also talking to family members and helping them with the situation, correct?
No.
Okay.
I have no more family anymore. Okay. In fact, that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
No, this is like family members of the person that you're helping.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay? That's what I'm saying. And I see you holding their hands. I see you helping them talking to them and healing their hearts.
Right.
You're kind of nurturing where you're healing their hearts. Now, the only downside, I see you sometimes totally depleted.
Right.
So you must take care of yourself. because a lot of times it wears on your soul and your emotion. You know, they tell you you have to be totally separate. You know how it does not work that way, because you are very much in touch with them. You know, and that's part of you sometimes. When you get really close, it's part of you sometimes that you can't separate, correct?
Right.
And I feel sometimes, and I'm getting really deep with this, I feel sometimes you're the only person there when they're taking their last breath. Is
yeah.
that true?
It feels like it's very close, yes.
Yes. That's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like to me. So, honey, you're doing such a wonderful job. The spirit will applaud you, because not everybody can do it stoically as you, because you just step up. Even though you're tired at home, I totally understand that, sweetie. But you, when you get the call that they need you, you're there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
lickety, you're there mm-hmm. for your patient. You're very well loved in the spirit world. They said they thank you so much for the good work that you continue to do. Bless your heart. Not very many people can do it the way you do it, out of love.
Right.
So they really thank you so much from the bottom of their heart.
That is really correct. Absolutely, Tori. And I wanted to ask you, my brother stole all of my inheritance. He stole $750,000, and then he sold another $60,000 for life insurance, and then he's got another $16,000. I mean, it was just out the window, and I had taken care of my mother for 5 years, and he took it all. And I was wondering if you're getting anything about that.
Well, your brother took over $100,000. Is that what you're saying?
No, honey.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
$750,000 and then a $60,000 and another $16,000. It's like almost $1 million.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What are you asking? Where has it gone?
No, I'm asking if you can get in touch with my brother and are any of my ancestors sent me an explanation, or is there anything that's hiding left, or is it completely all disappeared?
Well,
he snorted a bunch of it.
Okay, do you have your brother's birth date, sweetie?
Yeah, July 29th, 1944 or 43.
Oh, well, I don't. You have to get the exact. I'm sorry, you don't know his.
July 29th, 1943.
Okay, let me check. Now, run that by me. Your brother, are you saying your brother took the money, Andrea?
Yes, he stole the money. Yes, he stole it.
Okay. Is your brother still here, or has he crossed
no,
over?
No, he's passed over. He's passed over. He stole it all and then died.
Oh, my God. Because, you know, he's not talking. Your brother's not talking. Never talked. He always kept a lot of secrets within himself, correct?
You bet. Absolutely. And even when he died, he did not let me know. I mean, I found out that he had passed over on Facebook.
Yeah, because, you know, even when I'm trying to see if he's here or he's crossed over, he's not talking either way. So he's still kind of like, you know, his idea is loose lips sink ships is what he's telling me. Okay.
Well, he's dead. What ship do you
I
have
know.
To sink?
It doesn't matter. They don't change. I'm sorry, honey. They never change. Even though they crossed over, they really don't change. They don't become angels. I'll have to tell you that. And, I'm really sorry. He's not going to divulge anything. It's almost like this is what his guides are telling me. He was kind of a money hoarder. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He just hoards his money. So it's almost like he's going to take it with him. Whatever he... Do you understand that?
Yeah, well, maybe. If I gave you my mother's birthday, could you get a hold of her and see what happened? She's on the other side.
You know, they're telling me, okay, your brother's not talking, but did he have two children?
He has a daughter, and I'm sure she got it, and that's why he's, he's not talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his, and does the daughter has a child, one child?
No, but if she does have a child, I'm sure that's when she gets it.
Okay, because I see two people that have money. So
I think he got in touch with his ex-wife, who is his daughter's mother, and I think that he gave it all to them.
Yeah, there's two
people.
But
I don't think his daughter knows. I don't think his daughter really knows yet.
I'm not sure, but there's people that have money or access to the money, and they are told not to say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you understand that? So I'm really sorry, honey. That's the best I could do. So you have
to just... That is really good. It's something I already knew or I already suspected, so I do know that's
confirmation. Yeah, it's confirmation, sweetie. It's confirmation. But you know what? You, and I hate to say it this way, but your afterlife, if you want to look at it that way, it's going to be huge, your afterlife in the other side. Not that, you know, of course everybody wants it here. I would too, but, you know, his life over there is not too pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, honestly, you guys are too going to meet up in the afterlife because the... You know, the range is so far. I mean, it's kind of like you're going to be way up there, you see, for all the blessings that you've occurred with helping so many people, honey.
Yeah.
So I'm really sorry to give you this kind of news, but you have to just say, bless that money. Okay, it's gone, and your blessing will come in other ways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that money is tainted because that money is stolen. So it's tainted. So no matter what, it's not positive, you see. Yeah.
Hang in there, Andrea.
Is that it? I wanted to ask about Theo a little bit.
We have a lot of people calling in, my dear, so why don't you go ahead and get a hold of Tori and hire her for a private reading.
All righty. Thank you so much, Tori.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye.
Oh, honey, you're welcome. Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay, Michael,
yes,
whenever you want to... Whenever you want to interrupt, I'm fine. So I can, you know how I can turn on.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to Kimberly in Georgia. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing great there. How can Tori help you?
Yeah, I just want to know if there's going to be any career changes for me this year.
Okay, Kimberly, what's your birthday, sweetie?
Oh, I forgot. November 5th, 1970.
November 5th, did you say?
Yes.
Okay, 1970. Let me check. Okay. Your guides are here. Oh, my goodness. Your guides are here. And, you know, honey, Kimberly, you're kind of tough on yourself. You got to ease up a little bit with your, you know, so your guides can help you. They said you're a really good worker. Whatever that you do, you almost like take over because you're kind of a perfectionist. You know what I mean? You learn your job and you do it from A to Z. So nothing I see opening till February for you. And if there's any kind of, how do I say, like a promotion. But I feel that you're so good in your job. You seem sometimes, am I correct, do you get bored sometimes, Kimberly?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See, and you know, first of all, your guidance is telling me, say, always thank you and appreciation that you have work because many people are out there without a job. Number two, I feel that they look at you, you know, because of the fact that you do your work very well. Nobody has to double check you, Kimberly. They're telling me you do it A to Z, and sometimes you help other people. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Yes. So is there like a supervisory job ahead of you, I mean, you know, above you that you're looking at?
That would require some schooling, unless
okay.
It's not in administration, but in any supervisory job will require school.
Well, you know, and honey, school is so easy for you. Why don't you consider going back and taking a few courses? Do you have your AA degree, or do you want to get your AA degree?
Yeah, I have my master's, actually. I have a bachelor's and a master's.
You've got your master's degree?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why is that? No, why are they holding back then if you've already got a master's? I don't quite get it. When you said that requires...
Well, there are different positions. When you talk about administration, you have to have a specialized master's degree, like education specialist or education administrator, unless you're working for the district in another aspect. So there are different types of masters.
Right. Okay, Kimberly, but you know, some of those masters, if you research it, you know this already, you only have to take a couple of more classes.
Right.
You only have to take a couple of more classes, they're telling me, to get the specific masters that you might need. Now, the thing is, what you're concerned about, Spirit is telling me, you're not sure if that's really what you want. You're not really sure. You know what I'm saying? So I would say the district area seems to have more opportunity for you where you want to go, and it kind of nurtures your spirit. I don't think the money is as much as if you go the other way, but I think you're going to be happy in the long run, and the retirement looks a lot better.
Okay.
You understand the part? The retirement looks a lot better if you go to the district. Do you understand that part? And you get more flexibility, and you get more respect, honey.
Yes, I agree, totally.
Yeah. That's what Spirit's telling me, totally. You've got good guidance, Kimberly. You got some good guides there that are on top of the ball. You just need to do prayer and meditation to get with your guidance, and you are going to move, girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, so just light an unscented candle, Kimberly, and say a prayer. I would like guidance for my higher spiritual benefit. Please direct. Okay, remember this. For my higher spiritual benefit, please direct me. And your guidance. I'm listening to your guidance. They know you so much. They go, oh, no, Tori, she don't want to go there, take a couple more classes. She's going to be in administration, stuck in an office. She doesn't like that. She's a mover and shaker. She has to be around people. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. You don't want to be... Honey, you deal with the office thing, and you're going to have office politics. You're not. You don't want to deal with that.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I do not.
So, yeah, go to the district. You're going to do real well. The retirement benefit is wonderful. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly. It was nice talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye,
welcome.
Kimberly.
Bye, Michael.
Gosh, she had some good guidance. They were right on. Those guidance were terrific. I mean, you know, sometimes it depends on the guidance that you're talking to. People don't realize you're talking to the guides, and they're not kind of like, you know, moving with their client. I can't get anything if they're not moving with their client. She's got a good connection with her guidance. They know her ins and outs, so that was an easy read. That was very easy.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to come to my area of the woods, to Florida. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you this evening?
We're doing great. What's your birthday?
4/28/66.
4/28/56, Cindy?
66.
Sorry, 66. Okay, I'm
that's
coming from California, so we don't have that good of connection. I apologize. So it's April 28th of 1966. Let me double-check your guides, and here we go. You know, Cindy, I'm so glad you're calling in because this year you'll be meeting some of your challenges, right, coming off the bat in February. So, you know, do a lot of prayer and meditation this year for guidance because some of the challenges that you asked for, you know, before you reincarnated will be facing you in this year. But I believe if you do the prayer and meditation, you'll get the direction that you need to overcome some of the challenges and come out, you know, sweeter than pie. You'll be doing really, really well, but it'll be like, you know, one right after another. So what I see is that, you know, just be careful in the relationship section. I see some challenges that will be greeting you. I don't know if you'll have challenges with children, but I feel like family relation is going to be a test for you this year. Do you understand that part?
It's already started being a test.
I know, honey. I'm sorry. You know, they don't know in the spirit world. It doesn't officially start to January 31st. But sometimes it starts a couple of weeks before. So what you need to do is, I know you like the one-on-one relationship and talking to the person to get clarity, and you're not getting that. It seems like a lot of things is muddied around you. Excuse me. It's not your fault. I want to say this because you put in a lot of time and you're a great person, so I don't want you to beat yourself up. It's just the circumstance. So what issues are you having with right now with a relationship?
Well, just family. I have a couple of family members staying at my house. And,
oh, wow.
And then also a friend's daughter that came to stay here, and it's like been all hell breaking loose for the last couple of weeks.
Hmm. Okay.
It makes no sense.
Okay. Now, why are you having so many family members that are staying with you?
Different issues, different situations.
Different situations. Are you having a little difficult time in trying to let go and letting them be on their own?
No, they've been on their own. They had some hard times, some problems.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, you know, it's going to be continue to be challenging this year. You have to do a lot of prayer and meditation to be strong. And sometimes you need to nurture and not forget about yourself, Cindy. Take care of you, because if you can't take care of the main person, which is you, you really can't really be there for anybody else. Do you understand that? And sometimes you have to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now. I've got this on my plate or that on my plate. I'm doing this or that. You need to put you sometimes ahead of everybody because you have to take care of yourself. Do you understand that? And I also feel, do you have some situation with your leg? Do you have leg issues?
No.
You're okay with the leg? Okay. You know, I see coming up there's possibly some circulatory situation with your legs. Do you understand that part?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to put it out there for you.
Is it me for sure?
You know, there's a tendency for circulation issues with the leg. So
okay.
I really want to see you putting your leg up. You know, that means elevated and so forth, and also do some walking, you know, some walking exercises and so forth. Not jogging or anything like that, but just be kind to yourself. And sometimes you need to get out of the residence and walk to clear your mind. Do you understand that part?
No, I'm outside walking all day. I work outside.
Okay. Well, you know, I dump a lot because you really need to release and dump. That's the best thing for you. So that's kind of that's why you don't have that leg situation, because you are out there doing that. So that's a positive thing, you know. But I want to just keep that with you. I'm sorry that you're going through that, because that's what shows up, that you have relationship issues this year. It's going to continue, but you're going to have clarity if you do a lot of meditation. Give it up to the divine. Tell the divine to help you, because it just seems like you're such a good person. People just want to stay with you. They don't want to go anywhere. Do you know that? Do you understand that part?
You just make it easy, honey.
You make it really easy because you care so much about everybody. And you're a great person to hang out with. They love to be around you. You're lots of fun.
Yeah, I just don't understand where their snapping and their stress is coming from.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, you listen to everything. It's really not your problem. I hate to say it, but, you know, sometimes you have to give it up and say, you know, I'm sorry, I really try to understand. I don't. So let's see if, you know, counseling might help a third person to come in so you're not to blame if you're saying, you know, you need to find a way to get out on your own. You know, I'll help you a little bit, but you need to start moving that way or having them focus on not just their little problems. I don't want to say little, but their own personal problems at the time, and they need to, like, see the bigger picture and move forward. You see, they kind of dump on you because you're a bigger person in a way that you're actually a good listener, you're a good friend, you're a great person, and you could take a lot of that stuff that they're offloading, but it's not yours, honey. So a lot of times, if it's not your problems, they need to learn to deal with their problems and then move forward with it. Do you understand that part? And maybe a good family therapist can come in and be a third party and make suggestions. So that makes a move forward. So the horse year is coming up, and you want them to be focused. You don't want the horses to be all out in the corral going every direction, which is going to happen. I see it already in your particular situation. So a therapist would kind of, you know, have them focus on things they need to take care of, and you don't have to be in the picture. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And say a lot of prayer and meditation, Cindy. You know,
will
the fact
do.
That,
thank you.
Yeah, the fact that you're outside is a blessing. That is a blessing.
Very good.
Okay. All righty. Take care.
Thank
good
you.
Good night, Cindy.
Have a blessed evening. Good night.
You too.
Oh, I wish Cindy well. It's her year coming up, but I see a lot of situation where there's family and relationship issues. That was like, you know, a red light going off right here in my house, a red light with the family. Okay. Is there anybody else, Michael?
Yeah, I think we've got time. We'll be able to grab another one here. Let's bring on Brittany from New Jersey. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My birthday is August 7th, 1985.
Okay, August 7th of 1985. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just
okay.
wanted... Oh, sorry. You go on. Whatever you have.
Okay. Okay, I feel, and I don't know what you look like, okay, but I feel you're a very pretty girl, okay, and you take care of yourself really well, Brittany. There's a little stubborn side to you. Do you understand that part? Okay, but, you know, you're working on that because the stubbornness, I see that you're turning it into something positive. Now, are you going to ask me something about your love life?
Oh, no, I wanted to know, I kind of lost track of my life purpose, and ever since I was little, I've always kind of dreamt about the entertainment business, and it's kind of got lost with, you know, other people's ideas and whatnot. And I've kind of ended up behind the camera instead of in front of the camera. And I was wondering if that was just kind of like the silly dream that most kids have or if I really should go for it.
Well, you're in what, New Jersey? Where are you?
New Jersey, yeah.
Okay, you're in New Jersey. Okay. Well, you know, you got to hit the New York kind of situation. You're in the East Coast for theater. I feel that you would be really good with theater. I see it's a lot of work, but I see you're a very focused individual, correct?
Yeah.
You're pretty focused.
I'm trying to get that
there. Yeah. Well, you know, everybody gets distraction, honey. It's not only you. It's just that's life. And God gives you the free will. So sometimes we take a little roundabout turn, but that's okay because you've learned something from that, and it makes you even more focused then to what you really want to do. Now, I see that it's going to take a little bit of time, but if you want to do theater and stage, is there something you want to do, theater and stage?
I was always really into music and, you know, like hosting and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do. They do feel that you have a great voice. I still see you singing on stage in theater, though. mixing it up with theater. I still see you in theater. And have you tried going on and auditioning for like the X Factor or something like that? Have you done something like that or tried out for that?
Yeah, when I was in my early 20s, I did.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that around you. I didn't know if you already did that. So you've already done something like that. Now, the thing is, it's almost like you have to be more open to different things. So I see music. I see a lot of theater, a lot of Broadway, a lot of theater. And so I think you might have to do a little. Have you taken some dance lessons too?
Yeah, I used to be on the dance team.
Okay, all right, good. So you got that under your belt. You need a good agent, honey. You need to find a good agent. The best agents are referrals. So if you get back into the swing of things, try to find other people, network, and try to find somebody who has a really good agent. The agent sometimes is really the key to get you in on auditioning. You know that already, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to get in, and don't think that you missed the boat if you really want to pursue it. But I really don't see it like right away. I think you still need a lot of, you're going to do, little things here and there because it's stepping stones to where you want to be. Now,
yeah,
don't think,
fine.
Yeah, don't think, okay, this is, I only want to do hosting, I only want to do this. You know, you can say some of the things to your agent, but just always say this, but I will try anything, to try and get in. Now,
yeah.
Of course, you have your own personal whatever and keep to your own moral character because that's very, very good. But I also see you in series, but now I know you're looking big movie star stuff, but you know what I always think and admire is the long-term longevity for actors and actresses.
Yeah, I was thinking like hosting or
Yeah.
You want something like that.
A TV host? Like a TV host?
I would do anything, honestly.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm glad you're doing that because, they're like, oh, my gosh, we're going back to saying, because you know how many people want to do that? A lot. So you want to get to that point. So those hosting people did a lot before they got that break. And they usually, to be honest with you, Brittany, they knew someone. So you have to network and get to that point. And I think you are well-rounded, so just be open to do different things, you see. But it'll take a little bit.
Awesome.
But if you want that, and they told me you're always going to be working. You're always going to be working. So that's a bonus.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Honey, good luck to you.
Great. Thank you. Have a great new year. And you too.
Well, thank you. Bye, Brittany. That was great.
Yes. Oh, my dear, it's always so wonderful having you on here.
Well, I'm so happy I'm able to get some information for these people. Now, I wish Brittany was out in the West Coast, It's I don't know too many things on East Coast side, but I know West Coast a little bit more. So, but East Coast, she's really perfect for stage, theater. I see that around her a lot. Although she's still talking about hosting, I see singing, dancing, and theater around her. So I'm hoping she'll get steady employment, though. She's a steady gal. They said that she'll have work always around her. So she's always going to have work. I just don't know specifically, but she's got to open up those. It's kind of like you need to open up that and be open because the universe will only give you things that you would be open and willing to do. So that's a secret to everybody out there. Don't lock yourself in, okay? All right. Okay, Michael, got anybody else out there?
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and grab one more here.
Okay.
Bring on Anna from New York. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for my call. So exciting. My birthday. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
My birthday is January 28, 1973, and his birthday is February 7, 1977.
Oh, we got two people. Okay, is he listening too?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Okay. And are you an Aquarius?
Yes.
Anna?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, good. Let me double check his birthday, too, while I'm at it. Okay, hold on just a second. He's also an Aquarius, correct?
Yes, he is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you, what's his first name, Anna? What's his
Matthew.
First name? Matthew. Okay. Do you call him Matthew or do you call him Matt?
Yeah, I think I call him Matthew, but Matt is sometimes. I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure yet. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with that. Honey, he's a lot stronger than you. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strong. Yeah, really a lot. He's got a temper, sweetie pie.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you don't want to go there, we won't go there, but I'm just going to tell you what
the spirit. Okay. No, I mean, he's talking about his temper. He's telling me about it.
Yes. Okay, how long have you known him?
For about 3 months.
Okay, all righty. Okay, so you're just learning about him. Okay, all
mm-hmm.
right. Now, is he very aggressive, which means is he very ambitious? Is he very
yes.
ambitious? Okay.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of, the spirit guides are telling me he's kind of eccentric, which means, honey, if he likes a pair of shoes, he's not going to buy one pair. He's going to say, like, give me two or three different colors. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I
so
do.
But you know what? He makes the money to do that, correct?
Yeah.
He makes good money, sweetie. I'm just going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
He makes
mm-hmm.
pretty good money, right?
Okay.
I think I'm seeing six figures.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's making. I really don't
okay,
know
well,
anything.
Because you're just, honey, you're just learning about him now. And he's fairly young. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I might be getting
yes.
stuff maybe in next year. But
yes.
But it's easy for him to be making that. He's a very ambitious character. He's a very bright person. He's very bright. Very bright person.
What does he feel for me, and are we going to be together?
Okay. Well, he has a lot of connection with you because you're very smart, too. The only thing he wishes is that you're just don't be so honest when you're talking to him about, giving him some advice. The spirit world says you have to say it with a little bit of caution and nurturing spirit because you tell the truth. They're very happy, Anna, that you do speak your truth, but you need to have it a little, a little syrupy, which means that, you know, it's almost like you get ahead more with honey than with whatever. I think you try
mm-hmm.
to help him and advise him, and it's still early on the relationship, thank God. It's early on the relationship that you're asking me because I'm able to tell you that if you want him, you just have to watch that because he likes the fact that you're quick-witted. You come back with stuff very fast. He appreciates that. You have good ideas. You're very creative. You're very, you go with the flow. You understand him most that most women have never understand him before because he's got a weird sense of humor, correct?
A little. I'm not sure, right? I haven't seen him in a while, so I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Why haven't seen him in a while? What's the deal
here?
Well,
it wasn't really working very, very well because he was so busy, so we didn't get to spend a lot of time together.
Right.
And that
right.
kind of made me kind of anxious and stuff. So he said, you know, it looked like he didn't have that much time and he was traveling on top of it also. So we just decided, you know, to kind of end it. But I don't want it to. I still like him, and I'm wondering if we're going to get back together and if he's thinking
okay,
of
Anna,
me. And
Anna, last year was really the most challenging year for him. Do you understand that? Did
yes,
he tell you that?
Yes, it was very challenging. Yes, it was
yes.
very hard.
Yeah, it really, it was coming. I mean, he was having things. At all. I mean, it was mental, emotional, you know, everything.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
trying everything and nothing happened last year. Do you understand that part?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to give him a little room and understand, yes, you're anxious. Yes, you're kind of truthful. You have to be very patient because he's working up. He really wants to make a lot of money. He really
mm-hmm.
has to have he understands that that's his goal
mm-hmm.
Is to make a lot of money so that he doesn't have to worry about financial stuff. It bugs him when he has to. He doesn't like to pinch pennies. He likes to be able to go out, have a great time, and not worry about the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and this is the type, I'm telling you how he is. And if you want this type of guy, that's the way he is. If you can't accept that, honey, you have to move on because this guy is not going to change. He's not going to
yeah.
change. You know that.
Uh-huh. I don't mind that he's not going to change, but am I going to hear back from him? Is he going to contact me?
I would call him back. I would say, you know, I had some thoughts, and I really think I overreacted. I'm really sorry, and how about let's get together for some coffee?
Well, but he doesn't respond to my texts right now.
Don't text him. I said you need to call him. I didn't say you need to text him. You need to call him and ask him. He needs to hear your voice. Texting is really not a good communication if you want to get back together with someone. Calling.
And
is,
if he doesn't pick up the phone, should I just leave a message?
I'm just calling. You know, call me back. Don't say what you want. You know, could you call me back? I just want to, you know, touch base with you. And then when he calls back, and then you do that. You say that.
Mm-hmm. So listen to Tori's advice and let us know how everything goes for you.
Okay, good luck, Anna.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you so much.
Bye,
You're
Anna.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, Michael, is it over already?
Yes,
oh, my God.
My dear. It goes by so quick.
It was. My West Coast people, if you didn't get it, I'm so sorry. You got to wait next year or come to the prediction February 1st in Brea at Embassy Suites. That's the only recourse I could tell them. Michael, it was so great. Please send me your blueprint.
Yes,
place.
I'll go ahead and do that
okay.
for you.
Yeah, and let
me
know about
it, my dear.
Paranormal. That's
yes.
so awesome.
When I find out, maybe we can get you to come in also at the same time, have you come out here for a day.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Are you near Orlando?
About an hour and a half to 2 hours away from Orlando.
Okay. I can. Is it north or south of you?
Orlando is northeast of me.
Northeast. Okay. That'll be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that, you know. You figure out when the paranormal person, and I'll check with the producer to see if I could leave for a bit because we're going to start filming, like I said, on 25th, and everybody wish me luck for that. I'm so anxious to show
Good
everybody
luck,
how I work.
You'll
yeah,
be phenomenal with it.
Oh, thank you, Michael. You're such a sweetheart. And then, of course, you know, anytime you need anything, you call me. And everybody, again, Be the Light Chapel. Please send me your donation if you like this continued radio show that Michael puts on. And we all support him. We do it free for him. But, you know, we really need for you to send whatever that you can to Michael. If you enjoyed the program, you learned something from the program, we really support you, Michael, out there.
Well, thank you, my dear. I appreciate it. And how can everyone find you for a private one-on-one reading?
They can call, California, 714-280-8025. And I do by-the-phone reading. And we can hook them up. If they're here on the West Coast, they can come in and see me. And we do a read with that. And then, of course, my February 1st program, it's a prediction for what's coming up in the horse year. That's when all my guides are going to be there, and that's the start of the horse year. So that's when they're all, you know, ribbed up, ready to go. So we're excited. Cool. I wish you were out here too, Michael. You come out
I'll
here on the West Coast.
I'll have to make it out sometime.
You do, and I'll show you around, and, you know, we'll have a great time.
Well, good.
Thank you very much. Good. Thank you for
thank
the Florida
you,
people.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Bye now.
Okay, dear. Don't forget everyone, visit Tori on her website, contact her, let her know how much you appreciate her joining us tonight and help us out with the donation. Go to BeTheLightChapel.com and follow the links, check it out, Make a donation. Helps keep us on air, growing and expanding. And until tomorrow night, everyone have fun, be good, and know that you are loved, because Tori loves you, Arlene loves you, Mary loves you, God loves you, and so do I. Good night, everybody.